Back in January, it was heralded as the first step in a comprehensive effort to curb Maine's heroin overdose problem. Lawmakers passed and Governor Paula Page signed emergency legislation that included about nearly $4 million for community-based treatment and other initiatives. But as Mal Leary reports, more than halfway through the year, key sections have yet to be implemented.
6 months ago, lawmakers and Governor Paula Page came together in a rare show of unity to pass legislation to start to address Maine's opioid crisis. The bill included funding for additional drug enforcement and prosecution efforts, as well as for drug education initiatives and a 10-bed detox unit. As an emergency bill, it was supposed to be well underway by now. But Senate Minority Leader Justin Alfond, a Portland Democrat, says he's frustrated that little has been done to implement the legislation since it was signed by the governor.
So far, this is the middle of the week, and I've seen no RFP issued yet for the detox center for a part of the state that has no detox beds, central and northern Maine.
Alfond says the legislation directed the request for proposals to be advertised by the end of June, and the failure to do so is a tragedy. He says police across the state continue to report record numbers of drug overdoses that are taxing the ability of those agencies. The Department of Public Safety has issued an RFP for the $1 million in funding for substance abuse treatment services to be distributed through local law enforcement and the county jails. The timeline for those grants to be issued is in the fall. He says the Department of Health and Human Services has no excuse for not meeting the timeline set out in the law.
To tell me and Mainers who are struggling with the drug crisis that it takes 7 months to put out an RFP, I think that is ridiculous.
DHHS says it is working on the RFP and will be issuing one soon. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.